Anthony Quayle wrote me a wonderful letter, and he said England has a national theater because for years and years it was subsidized by the English actors, the important actors.
Subsidized by their taking small salaries, or actually subsidized by their...
Now, direct from CBS News, this radio net alert bulletin.
This late word from Laurel, Maryland, Alabama's governor, George Wallace, has been shot. He was campaigning at a shopping center in the Maryland town. Wallace reportedly was felled by a bullet. He was taken from the scene in an ambulance. His condition, of course, is not immediately ascertainable. To repeat, campaigning for tomorrow's primary in Maryland, Alabama's governor George Wallace has been shot. He was campaigning at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland. He has been taken away in an ambulance. The condition of Governor George Wallace on the campaign is not known at this time. Stay tuned for additional details.
At this time, we resume the regular program schedule from other studios on this CBS Radio Net Alert station.
And this is WCCO Radio, Minneapolis and St. Paul. History as it happens. You just heard that bulletin, which was received just momentarily from CBS Radio concerning the shooting of Governor George Wallace, and we'll have more details. We don't know his condition. He was taken away in an ambulance, and as soon as we have developments on that story, we'll bring them to you immediately here on CCO. Those are the Carpenters. That's Karen. And that's their latest song. It's going to take some time. 71 degrees in our Twin Cities. You heard the bulletin minutes ago here on WCCO Radio. Governor George Wallace, campaigning in Maryland, was felled by a gunman's bullet. He was taken away in an ambulance. We have no word as to his condition or any other details, just that Governor George Wallace was shot. And we'll bring you further details as we get them on CCO Radio.
Now, direct from CBS News, this special radio net alert news report.
Governor George C. Wallace of Alabama was shot just seconds after delivering a campaign speech at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland this afternoon. It is not known immediately how seriously Governor Wallace was wounded. The campaigner had just finished a speech at the shopping center and was shot as he went out into the crowd where he was shaking hands. A United Press International reporter named Dean Reynolds says the governor just had taken off his coat when shots rang out. Reynolds says the crowd around him immediately broke and ran. Reynolds adds that Wallace dropped to the ground and that he, the reporter there, could see blood flowing on Wallace's blue shirt. One report said that four shots were fired. One of Wallace's campaign workers, a woman, apparently was wounded in the gunfire, this according to the Associated Press. She was taken away in an ambulance which followed the first one, which removed Governor Wallace from the scene. Moments later, a Wallace campaign worker named George Mangrum told the crowd, "I am told the police have a man in custody." To repeat, this was a campaign worker for Wallace who told the crowd, "I am told the police have a man in custody." Wallace and the woman had collapsed on the ground near the speaker's rostrum where first aid was administered until the ambulances could get there. The wounded woman, and her name is not immediately available, was crying and was comforted by police and thus obviously was conscious. Wallace was taken to Leland Memorial Hospital in Laurel, Maryland. To repeat what we know, this afternoon, Alabama's Governor George Wallace, who was campaigning prior to tomorrow's primary in Maryland, was shot this afternoon after he had delivered a campaign speech at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland. It still is not known immediately how seriously he was wounded. There were eyewitnesses, as we've recounted to you, one a reporter who saw blood flowing on the governor's blue shirt. And the other report that a Wallace campaign worker, a woman, was wounded by apparently one of the shots. She, apparently less seriously hurt, was comforted by police at the scene, was crying. She, too, has been removed by ambulance to a hospital. Well, Governor Wallace taken to a hospital identified as Leland Memorial Hospital. Wallace had just moved from behind what was established as a bulletproof podium to go into the crowd to shake hands when the shots rang out. The governor had just taken off his coat, apparently a warm day there, when the first of what most people seem to think were four bullets were heard. Wallace, to repeat, dropped to the ground, and the reporter said he could see that Wallace was wounded. We know nothing more beyond the fact that Governor George Wallace has been shot. He was campaigning in Laurel, Maryland, and we do not seem to know much more beyond that. However, more is coming in now. Billy Grammer, this is a country music entertainer who was on the platform with Wallace, says the candidate was hit twice. He believes it was once in the middle of the stomach and once in the left arm. To repeat, one of the country music entertainers that is part of the Wallace campaign regalia says he believes the candidate was struck twice by bullets, once in the stomach and once in the left arm. To repeat what we seem to know as of this moment, in Laurel, Maryland this afternoon, Governor George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, who is campaigning for the Democratic nomination for the presidency, was shot after he had delivered a campaign speech on a platform at a shopping center in Laurel. He apparently was wounded at least twice, according to eyewitnesses. The governor has been removed to Leyland Memorial Hospital. A campaign worker identified only as a woman apparently was wounded also. One eyewitness, declining to be identified, said a man who fired the shots was detained by the police, and we know that one of the Wallace campaign workers also said a state trooper on the platform was wounded. This apparently would mean that an additional person, in addition to the governor and the woman who was campaigning for him, has been hurt. This identified as an Alabama state trooper who was on the platform was wounded. This according again to a Wallace campaign worker at the scene named Grammer. And Grammer says he believes a total of 5 shots were fired. At least 4, apparently, were heard by others in the shopping center crowd. To repeat, Governor George Wallace has been hospitalized with bullet wounds. He was shot while on the campaign trail in Laurel, Maryland this afternoon by a person unknown. It is said by one of his campaign workers that one arrest was made at the scene. There was considerable confusion. It was not known until just as I told you that a woman campaign worker apparently was shot also, and that an Alabama state trooper on the platform with the governor apparently was wounded as well. The condition of the governor and those others injured is not known at this time, and we'll give you further details when they are known to us.
At this time, we resume the regular program schedule from other studios on this CBS Radio Net Alert station.
Well, you heard it on CCO Radio. History hasn't happened, certainly. Governor George Wallace shot today. We have no further details as to his condition. Any further developments you'll hear on CCO Radio. 71 degrees in our Twin Cities. This is WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Some further developments, or at least I'll recap some of the developments in this shooting in Laurel, Maryland. Alabama Governor George Wallace shot this afternoon while campaigning at a shopping center in Laurel. Wallace was felled by the shot, or shots. He then was taken away in an ambulance, his condition not known immediately. We have one report from Associated Press at the scene that said 4 shots were fired. One of Wallace's campaign workers, a woman, was wounded in the gunfire. She was taken away in a second ambulance. And now a later report said that also hit was an Alabama state trooper. And an eyewitness, Billy Grammer, a country western performer there at the shopping center, says Wallace was shot twice, once in the stomach and once in the arm. And moments later, George Mangum, a Wallace campaign worker, told the crowd, "I'm told the police have a man in custody." Wallace and the woman were collapsed on the ground near the speaker's rostrum, where first aid was administered until the first ambulance arrived. The wounded woman, not immediately identified, was crying, was comforted by police. Wallace was taken to Leyland Memorial Hospital in Laurel, Maryland. And those are all the details we have on the shooting of Alabama Governor George Wallace. We don't know in what condition Governor Wallace is in. The only report we had about the shooting was the fact that an eyewitness said Wallace was shot twice, once in the stomach and once in the arm. And as soon as we get more details, we'll have them for you first on WCCO Radio, Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830.
Now, direct from CBS News, this special radio Net Alert News Report.
This is Reed Collins, CBS News in New York. Alabama's Governor George Wallace has been shot this afternoon during a campaign appearance at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland. 2 other persons, one a woman campaign worker and an Alabama state trooper, were wounded along with Governor Wallace. Wallace and the woman collapsed on the ground near the speaker's platform after the shots were fired. Some 5 shots apparently were heard. They were taken away in two ambulances. Wallace was taken to the nearest hospital, as was the woman. The condition of all three is not certain. The 52-year-old governor had been campaigning in Maryland prior to tomorrow's primary there. He was campaigning in the company of a platform of people, including a country music performance, and had just entered the crowd, having delivered his main speech and was shaking hands, had taken off his coat, apparently, when the bullets sang out and the governor was felled, apparently by two wounds, one believed in the area of the stomach, the other in the arm. We have with us Mrs. Jean Motes, who operates a dress shop in the shopping center, and I'd like to ask you, Mrs. Motes, what you saw, what you heard this afternoon.
Well, the only thing, we've had our doors open, naturally, with the crowd and listening, to the speeches and so forth. And all we heard was that when they said, God bless you people, an ambulance is on the way. And the crowd, began to stir around and excited, and people began running in different directions. And the ambulance was there very shortly.
Did you hear any bullets fired?
No.
There were
about 1,000 people, I'd say.
There were 1,000 people there muffling, I suppose, the sounds in the crowd. Did you see the governor at all?
Yes, we could see him. I had been up there closer earlier, but you could see him from where we were.
And did you see him after he had been wounded?
No. Another gentleman who was a reporter ran from there and said that he was laying on the ground and that there was blood from his side.
And what was the reaction of the crowd? Was there panic?
No, there wasn't. That everybody was excited, and saying, oh my, and everything, he's been shot, and nobody knowing how serious.
And we still don't know this afternoon. What is the scene now as you survey it?
There's quite a group of people around. It's very quiet, and the police have everything under control, and there is local police along with the county and state troopers, and I'm sure some federal men there now.
And, we understand, but perhaps you can tell us for certain, was the crowd generally friendly? Would you say it was in favor of the governor's campaign?
Yes, I would say so, because it has been really very quiet today. Although that I did hear that where some of you stopped earlier, they had been quite a bit of heckling in that.
But none at this particular scene?
No, there was none that you could hear.
Thank you very much, sir. We've been discussing what we can with Mrs. Jean Motes, the operator of a dress shop in the shopping center near which Alabama's Governor George Corley Wallace was wounded by gunfire this afternoon. We have been informed that we believe that someone has been taken in custody. This at least is the word from the Wallace campaign contingent in Laurel. Valerie Hine of CBS station WTOP in Washington was also on the scene as the shooting took place.
No one knows exactly how it happened. He was about 15 feet away from me when it happened. He seemed to be happy. Now they pulled his shirt up, and they have a bandage gauze on him. They're screaming. The crowd is upset. They're after a group of young black men.
Ladies and gentlemen, please move back, if you will. We've got the mayor.
George Mangum is trying to calm the crowd. George Mangum is trying to calm the crowd. It's been an uneventful campaign. It's a friendly crowd. It's been a friendly crowd up until this moment. It's unbelievable.
Al Himes at the Laurel Shopping Center.
Putting him in an ambulance. His black raincoat is left lying on the grass, on the pavement. Terrible confusion here. No one knows what's going on. It's obvious George Wallace has been shot. The four shots rang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, get back. Are you working to get him? You think by the force help get this crowd back out of the way?
So far, it doesn't seem to be any violence.
Clear the path.
Here comes the ambulance right in front of me. The wire in the way. The wire is just broken.
Clear the way!
Total confusion here, everybody. Faces of the people are stricken. They don't know what to make.
What?
Val, can you hear me? Val Himes?
there, pushing
him. Put the side and let them put the governor on the stretcher.
Now they're putting him on the stretcher. Television cameras moving into place. County police, state police, bodyguards, Secret Service, they all look shocked. They've been closely guarding him throughout his trip through Maryland. Had an uneventful morning at Wheaton Plaza. It doesn't look like anyone has been arrested. No one even knows exactly where they came from. He's covered with a maroon blanket. His tie is dragging in the blood on the sidewalk. He still seems to be conscious, however. They're racing. Lifting him into the ambulance.
Please move back now. Get out of here. It's crowded with people. There are people trying to get in the back. Get out of the way. Slamming the doors on each other.
There goes the ambulance now. I don't know what to think of this.
That's Valerie Hine of CBS station WTOP in Washington, who was recording and was on the scene as the shooting of Governor George Wallace took place. The hospital now says the governor is in the hospital where he is being treated. We have no analysis of his condition. The police in Laurel, Maryland, where the incident occurred, say they didn't know how seriously Governor Wallace was hurt either. They added, however, he is alive, which is confirmed by the hospital, which says they are treating him. Police also say they have arrested one suspect in the shooting. There's no immediate information on his identity. Out at the airport in Kalamazoo, Michigan, a rival Democratic presidential hopeful, Senator George McGovern, had a reaction to the shooting of Governor Wallace.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just heard the report that Governor Wallace has been shot. We don't know how serious it is, but I must say I'm terribly shocked by this savage act. If we've gotten to the point in this country where a public figure can't express his views on the issues of the day, can't seek the presidency of this country without being shot, then I tremble for the future of our nation. Three different times now in the last 4 years, public figures in this nation have been shot down in the streets. It's a shocking commentary, both on the condition of the country today, that tragedies of that kind occur. We can only hope and pray for the speedy recovery of Governor Wallace, and we can only say a prayer for our own country.
The reaction of Senator George McGovern to the wounding of Governor George Wallace, who was shot down today on the campaign trail in Laurel, Maryland. Wounded along with Governor Wallace, a woman campaign worker and an Alabama state trooper. The conditions of all three still not determined by the hospital at this time. Governor Wallace reportedly alive. This is Reed Collins, CBS News.
You hear it first on WCCO Radio, History As It Happens. Governor George Wallace shot this afternoon while campaigning at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland. He is in a hospital. He is alive. His condition we know nothing about. But as soon as we receive details, we'll bring them to you here on WCCO Radio. 71 degrees in our Twin Cities at 4 o'clock. This is WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, and St. Paul will continue now with news of CCO land.
This is Steve Edstrom with the latest news from the WCCO News Bureau. Again, at last report, Governor George Wallace reported still alive. At 4:45, we'll have further details as they come in from CBS. Wallace is favored to win primaries this week in both Maryland and Michigan. Jack Ingram, a Wallace supporter who said he was trying to shake hands with the Alabama governor at the time of the shooting, described the would-be assassin as a white man with short, blonde hair who appeared to be about 30 years old. Ingram said the man who fired the shots was standing a few feet from Wallace. He kept yelling, "Hey, George. Hey, George," Ingram said. The man stuck the gun right in his stomach and fired. Ingram said that after the first shot, several bystanders jumped on the gunman as he fired four more shots, scattering other onlookers. He was roughed up pretty bad, Ingram asserted. A private poll supported by
Maryland.
Steve, we've got a report from Tony Sargent
for
CBS. Let's go to that now.
Ingram, who is rally coordinator for Governor Wallace's campaign here in Maryland, he says that the shooting occurred Shopping Center in Laurel, Maryland, and that he saw the governor fall just as he had begun shaking hands with some persons prior to leaving for another stop of the campaign. The governor fell, hit apparently twice. At least one of the shots seemed to lodge in his right rib cage, says George Mangum. The governor remained conscious. He did not say anything, at least that Mangum could hear. A captain of the Alabama Department of Safety also was hit, according to Mangum's observation. We expect to hear momentarily from the administrator of Holy Cross Hospital on the condition of the governor, who is now reportedly in emergency surgery here. This is Tony Sargent, CBS News, at Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Spring, Maryland.
One eyewitness, a country music entertainer, Bill Grammer, said the governor was hit twice, once in the middle of the stomach and once in the left arm. Grammer said he looked like he was hurt pretty bad. He said a total of five shots were fired. Two other persons, a campaign worker and a Secret Service agent, were reported wounded. Governor Wallace and the woman collapsed to the ground near the speaker's rostrum, where first aid was administered until ambulances arrived. Wallace had been heckled earlier in the day during a speech at the Wheaton Shopping Center, also just north of Washington, but in Laurel, a crowd of about 1,000 persons had been generally friendly to Wallace throughout the 30-minute speech. There were no anti-Wallace signs, although a few McGovern supporters were passing out buttons and literature.
See, we have an eyewitness report now on CBS from CBS newsman Cy Wallum.
Lawrence Pierce and I were photographing the governor as he walked over to the crowds and was shaking hands with people. Suddenly, the series of cracks with the smoke just a few feet from us developed. And one of the Secret Service men who was carrying Wallace's coat threw the coat at the man, sort of on his gun hand. And Wallace went down, and one of his Alabama Highway patrolmen went down, shot. There was a lot of blood around.
A report from Cy Wolin, who witnessed the shooting today in Laurel, Maryland. Senator Hubert Humphrey has ceased campaigning in Baltimore. He'll only make a TV speech tonight, but he was asked for his reaction to the shooting of Governor Wallace by CBS News reporter Michelle Clark and other reporters.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going over there and see what the situation is, and at least see Mrs. Wallace. I understand that she's with the governor, and all I can say is that it's a sad business. This is terrible that these things happen. It's getting so you don't know what's going to happen in our country anymore in politics. 4 years ago, we had two tragic events with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy. Those were fatal. Now we have the attack upon Governor Wallace. I hope and pray that it is but a wound, but I just don't know.
The hospital in Silver Spring, Maryland, now reports that Governor Wallace's condition has stabilized and he's been taken into surgery. The announcement gave no further details.
We'll keep in touch with the latest on the shooting of Alabama Governor George Wallace from CBS.
How about this club now? You seem to be winning. Oakland's losing. Is this club up there?
Now, direct from CBS News, this special radio net alert news report.
This is Bernard Kalb, CBS News. Alabama Governor George C. Wallace has been shot. He was shot today during a campaign appearance at a shopping center at Laurel, Maryland. And his press secretary has just reported that Governor Wallace's condition is serious but stable. That's a quote, serious but stable. Wallace apparently hit by three bullets in the arm and abdomen well below the rib cage, according to Governor Wallace's press secretary. Billy Grammer, a country music singer on the platform with Governor Wallace when he was shot, said the governor looked like he was hurt pretty bad. The report at that time, quoting Grammer, said a total of five shots were fired. He said Wallace at that time had been hit twice, once in the middle of the stomach and once in the left arm. We have an eyewitness report from a CBS newsman at the scene, Cy Wolin, his report unedited as it was recorded at the scene.
Lawrence Pierce and I were photographing the governor as he walked over to the crowds and was shaking hands with people. Suddenly, the series of cracks with the smoke just a few feet from us developed. And one of the Secret Service men who was carrying Wallace's coat threw the coat at the man, sort of on his gun hand. and Wallace went down, and one of his highway, Alabama highway patrolmen went down, shot. There was a lot of blood around. A number of policemen then jumped this man, state policemen and local policemen jumped this man, and forced him to the ground and handcuffed him and so on. We then turned our attention to Governor Wallace laying on the ground, who at that time was still talking, and also to the highway patrolman. Mrs. Wallace, when the governor was shot, threw herself right down on top of them, of him. They then put the governor into the back end of a station wagon, one of the staff station wagons of the Wallace people, and were getting ready to move him out. And at that moment, the local ambulance, emergency ambulance squad, came up, and they transferred Governor Wallace to a stretcher, and at the same time picked his Alabama Highway Patrolman guard up and took them both away.
Cy, did you have any feeling about, like, how many shots were fired, or if any shots were fired by either the Secret Service or the Alabama State...
I do not think there were any shots. There were either four or five shots fired.
But not by... you're not under the impression that any were fired by the Secret Service or the state troopers?
No, ma'am. I don't think there were, because there were too many people there, and with the heavy caliber guns they were carrying, they would have gotten a lot of other people.
And the man that you saw, Cy, that the police and the Secret Service got to the ground and handcuffed, he was not injured in any way, as far as you know?
As far as I know, no, he was not.
And other than the governor and the state trooper, there is a report that a woman, campaign worker, was
right.
also shot.
The campaign worker apparently was shot in the foot. Now, I'm not sure of that, because at the time we were running around Mariah, and they were trying to take one of her boots off. She was laying, they had laid her down with her head against a bank on the concrete. And at that point, we were worried about them loading the governor in the ambulance and moving it away, and then we went directly into the bank to telephone the office with what information we had.
Cy, did you see the police arrest more than one man, or just this one person?
Just this one man is all I saw them take off.
And the only other question I wanted to ask you is, now, could you just tell me what had happened right prior to this? In other words, had the governor just finished speaking, or just exactly?
The governor had just finished speaking, and it stepped down, and in front of the little platform they had there, he had a discussion with the Secret Service people and his bodyguards. What the discussion was, we don't know. And then he suddenly turned, to his left, which was our right. He turned to his left, and he walked over and started to shake hands along the thing. He went probably 8 or 10 feet, because they had some ropes there. He went to the corner, and he turned to his left, and was shaking hands, and this assailant fired on him at that point.
Cy, did you see him, and could you say where he had been hit, and to you, I know a layman, it's very difficult to ask, but how serious it looked?
Well, the governor was shot in the shoulder, and appeared he was also shot in the stomach.
And it did, and as I say, a layman, it's difficult to ask you.
He was, while he was on the ground, he was speaking.
Still conscious.
Right, still conscious. And he was conscious when they put him in the station wagon. Then when they took him out and put him on the stretcher and moved him from there over to the ambulance, he moved his head. Now, whether he said something at that point or not, I do not know.
Cy, was the man that the police wrestled to the ground a black man or a white man?
It was a white man, a red-headed white man. Short hair, rather large. I don't mean immense, but he was a well-built man.
That eyewitness report of the shooting of Governor Wallace by CBS newsman Cy Wolin, interviewed by Mariah McLaughlin. We have an update report on the condition of Governor Wallace from his press secretary, Billy Joe Camp, saying that Governor George Wallace's condition is serious but stable. Billy Joe Camp adding that Wallace apparently was hit by 3 bullets in the arm and abdomen, well below the rib cage. We have another eyewitness report from a Wallace campaign worker, George Mangum, piped in from the Holy Cross Hospital, where Governor Wallace is now being treated.
Yeah, as always, I worked the governor off of the podium, off of the rostrum, and getting down in the crowds. And, of course, this time was no different from any other time. He'd always gone down into the crowd to shake hands. And, of course, he went to an area left of the podium in order to shake hands. Well, he didn't shake too many hands there, and then he turned to walk away like he was going to the automobile. And then the crowd began to holler, "Hey, George, come back." And, of course, then he turned to go back. He took his coat off. And then he went back into the crowd that he had just left. And, of course, immediately after getting over to the safety ropes, well, then, after shaking a few hands, then the shots were fired. And, of course, like I said a moment ago, I thought it was a joke. I found it very hard to believe. I thought it was firecrackers until some of the Secret Service men and our own people began to yell to give him air. And then, naturally, I got on the microphone and started yelling for people to get back.
Well, how serious did he seem right away?
That'd be impossible for me to tell. I do know that he was hit right under the rib cage, almost in the center of the stomach. I'd say right under the right rib cage, and then it looked like he was hit in the right arm.
Well, was he conscious? How much pain?
Yes, he was conscious. He was conscious up until the time they left with him. He never did lose consciousness.
Did he say anything to you or anyone else?
No, sir. Nobody said anything to me other than I was just trying to get the people back. I was trying to...
What about his condition now, sir?
I don't know. All I know is that they have him in surgery. That is all I know.
That eyewitness report on the shooting of Governor Wallace by George Mangum, a Wallace campaign worker. The latest word on the condition of Governor Wallace, this from his press secretary, Billy Joe Camp, that Governor George Wallace's condition is serious but stable. Wallace apparently hit by 3 bullets in the arm and abdomen well below the rib cage, that according to Billy Joe Camp. And this word from Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Spring, Maryland, where Governor Wallace is now being treated, a spokesman at the hospital, C. Hatley, saying, "I would say in medical terms, he is alive." Governor Wallace, as you know, was taken to the operating room for emergency surgery. And again, Billy Joe Camp, Wallace's press secretary, describing the 52-year-old governor's condition an hour and a half after the 4 p.m. shooting as serious but stable. We have an interview by CBS News correspondent David Dick with Billy Joe Camp.
The condition is stable. The first bullet, they believe it was the first bullet, went through his shoulder, a little lower into the shoulder, into the arm. The blood flow is normal, though. It did not strike any arteries or anything like this. And then,
Frank, did they give you, did the doctor give you any reassurance that he thought things would turn out all right?
He didn't say. He said they're going to operate and to remove the...
And that's the latest report from CBS Radio, and we'll have more news on the shooting of Governor George Wallace in just a moment. This is WCCO Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830.
Now, WCCO Radio News. Alabama's Governor Wallace still alive after an assassin's attack. This is Dick Chapman reporting for Pennzoil, the 100% pure Pennsylvania oil that comes complete with its own additive, Z7. Pennzoil is the motor oil worth asking for. Alabama Governor George Wallace has been shot and critically wounded as he campaigned in the Maryland presidential primary. Early reports indicate at least 3 bullets hit the governor as he shook hands with a crowd in a shopping center at Laurel, Maryland, a Washington, D.C. suburb. On the scene immediately after the gunfire was Valerie Hines, a Washington reporter.
They've been closely guarding him throughout his trip through Maryland. At an uneventful morning at Wheaton Plaza, it doesn't look like anyone has been arrested. No one even knows exactly where they came from. He's covered with a maroon blanket. His tie is dragging in the blood on the sidewalk. He still seems to be conscious, however. They're racing, lifting him into the ambulance.
Word from the hospital now says only that the governor is alive, his condition has stabilized, and he's been taken to surgery. A campaign aide said it was serious, but official word from Holy Cross Hospital within the past 10 minutes at Silver Springs, Maryland, listed his condition as critical. The assailant was described as white, short blonde hair, in his 30s. Maryland police have at least one suspect under arrest. 2 others were wounded, a woman campaign worker and an Alabama state trooper guarding Wallace. Rival candidate George McGovern of South Dakota had an immediate comment.
But I must say I'm terribly shocked by this savage act. If we've gotten to the point in this country where a public figure can't express his views on the issues of the day, can't seek the presidency of this country without being shot, then I tremble for the future of our nation. Three different times now in the last 4 years, public figures in this nation have been shot down in the streets. It's a shocking commentary, both on the condition of the country today, that tragedies of that kind occur. We can only hope and pray for the speedy recovery of Governor Wallace, and we can only say a prayer for our own country.
And another rival, Minnesota's Hubert Humphrey, was also campaigning in Maryland when he heard the report of the shooting.
I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going over there and see what the situation is, and at least see Mrs. Wallace. I understand that she's with the governor. And all I can say is that it's a sad business. This is terrible that these things happen. It's getting so you don't know what's going to happen in our country anymore in politics. 4 years ago, we had two tragic events with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy. Those were fatal. Now we have the attack upon Governor Wallace. I hope and pray that this that it is but a wound, but I just don't know.
An eyewitness said the assailant shouted to Wallace, "Hey, George, hey, George," as he was shaking hands. Then he shoved the gun right into the governor's midsection and fired. Preliminary reports are conflicting. One says that Wallace was hit in the chest or ribs and in the arm and leg. Three shots hitting the governor. Another report said there was a lot of blood, but one policeman helping to move Wallace to an ambulance was heard to say he will live. As we said earlier, officials at Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Springs, Maryland, report on Governor Wallace's condition by saying the following. I would say, in medical terms, he is alive. He's in surgery now and is listed as critical. Further information came from Wallace's press secretary, Billy Joe King, who said that he had sustained the three major wounds and then said his condition is given as critical. He quoted doctors as saying Wallace's condition is stable and that the major concern of doctors is a spinal cord injury. Wallace was in surgery under treatment by four physicians. He's reported conscious on arrival at the hospital. The press aide at the hospital said Mrs. Wallace was at her husband's side, quote, as close to the governor as the doctors will allow. We'll have the weather for you in just a moment.
That's Kylie Simon, a legend in your own time. It's 17 before 5 at CCO. The temperature reading is 71. Low tonight, 49. The high tomorrow, 82. About an hour and 45 minutes ago, Alabama Governor George Wallace was shot and critically wounded as he campaigned in the Maryland presidential primary. He was hit as he shook hands with a crowd in a shopping center at Laurel, Maryland, a Washington, D.C. suburb. Word from the hospital says that the governor is alive, his condition has stabilized, and he's been taken to surgery. The assailant was described as white, short blonde hair, in his 30s. Maryland police have at least one suspect under arrest. Two others were wounded, a woman campaign worker and an Alabama state trooper guarding Wallace. An eyewitness said the assailant shouted to Wallace, "Hey, George, hey, George," as he shook hands. Then he put a gun right in the governor's midsection and he fired. Preliminary reports say Wallace was hit in the chest or ribs, and then also in the arm. There was a lot of blood. He's being operated on right now at a hospital in Silver Springs, Maryland. A spokesman at that hospital would only say, I would say, this is a quote, I would say in medical terms he is alive. Wallace was sent to the operating room for emergency surgery. They are worried also, the spokesman continues, and quotes doctors as saying Wallace's condition is stable, but that the major concern of the doctors right now is a spinal cord injury. He's under surgery under treatment by four physicians. Mr. Wallace was reported conscious on arrival at the hospital. His wife was at his side, as close to the governor as the doctors will allow. Governor George Wallace, shot by an assailant about an hour and 45 minutes ago in Maryland as he campaigned. 71 degrees, it's a quarter of five at CCO. My Kind of Town, that one by Frank Sinatra. And, of course, the big news this afternoon at about 3 o'clock, Governor George Wallace of Alabama was shot by an assailant in Maryland where he, Wallace, was campaigning. He's been taken to Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Springs, Maryland. He was taken there by helicopter. A spokesman said there were several wounds in the chest and abdomen with spinal cord involvement. There is no immediate danger of his expiring. He was able to communicate with a physician. Wallace immediately went into emergency surgery. An eyewitness, Baltimore truck driver James Williams, says that a blonde youth in his 20s fired the shots and was immediately chased down and arrested by police. And we'll keep you apprised as the news comes in on Governor Wallace's condition. It is 6 minutes before 5 at CCO. It's 73 degrees. Of course, the big news is coming up now in Jurgen's newscast that Governor George Wallace of Alabama is in critical condition. He was shot this afternoon about 3 o'clock in Maryland, where he was campaigning. The governor was shot following a speech at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland. He was rushed to a hospital in Silver Spring, by Maryland, by ambulance, and they are operating right now. He is conscious, and however, they are worried about a spinal cord injury, and we'll get more details now as we go to the news on WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830. It's 5 o'clock.
This is Jurgen Nash speaking for the Buick Motor Division on behalf of the four Twin Cities Buick dealers, and here is the news. As you know by now, Governor George Wallace was seriously wounded today when a would-be assassin fired 3 bullets into him as he shook hands with supporters in Laurel, Maryland. A spokesman at Holy Cross Hospital in Silver Springs, Maryland said, and these are his words, "I would say in medical terms, he is alive." Wallace was taken into an operating room for emergency surgery. Police say a suspect, a white youth, is in custody. One hospital spokesman said there were several wounds in the chest and abdomen with spinal cord involvement. There's no immediate danger of his expiring. He was able to communicate with the physicians. Senator Walter Mondale of Minnesota called the shooting senseless.
This is a senseless and tragic event. Our prayers should go out for Governor Wallace, for his life and for his health. And I think we should pray for our country as well. For almost 200 years, our system of freedom has depended upon the free exchange of ideas. If a public figure can no longer take his case to the American people without the constant threat of being gunned down or assassinated, then our entire system is in great jeopardy. In view of today's frightening events, all thoughtful Americans should be concerned for the future of our democratic society. I hope for Governor Wallace's speedy recovery, and I hope that somehow our country can overcome its propensity for hatred and violence and lawlessness. This is another terrible and tragic day for our nation.
We'll have more details on the Wallace shooting in just a few minutes from CBS News. That follows this regional summary, and that will be at 5:10.
It's 11 past 5, 73 degrees at CCO, and our news continues. Here's Reed Collins.
Alabama's Governor George Wallace lies in critical condition now in a hospital in Silver Springs, Maryland. Governor Wallace was shot at close range as he finished a campaign speech at a shopping center in Laurel, Maryland, prior to tomorrow's primary in that state. The 52-year-old governor was struck apparently by 3 bullets, one of which lodged near his spine. 3 other persons, a campaign worker, a woman, an Alabama state trooper, and a Secret Service agent also were wounded. Police immediately seized a young white man, estimated about 30 years of age. He, too, reportedly was hospitalized, either from a bullet or the pummeling of the crowd. Among the eyewitnesses was CBS News cameraman Lawrence Pierce, who reconstructs what happened.
He had stepped off the platform and had walked over to the crowd. He'd stepped off the platform, took his coat off, and was rolling up his sleeves, walked over to the crowd, and began shaking hands. I couldn't see him properly from the roped-off security area, the roped-off area of the press section, so I stepped into the security area and walked directly up behind him. I was allowed this because the Secret Service knew me, and his security people knew me, and because I had been close to the governor for perhaps 4 or 5 years. And I was thumbing perhaps 3 feet behind him, looking over his shoulder in the direction of the crowd, when suddenly a noise like firecrackers erupted. I heard perhaps 3 shots, and then I could see an arm. By the way, immediately after hearing the shots, there was a terrible commotion in front of me, and more bodies than I could count just covered the assailant. and I could still see an arm with holding a small gun, perhaps a 38 Chief Special, that fired almost at point-blank range, 3 or 4 feet in front of the governor.
One of the volunteers with the Laurel Rescue Squad, which took the governor to the hospital, said Mr. Wallace had been placed in the back of a station wagon when they arrived on the scene.
He was seemed to be in good condition. He was conscious. He was having a little difficulty breathing at the time. We administered oxygen to him and transported him to the closest hospital. Governor Wallace stated he was in pain, and his wife and Secret Service agents went to the hospital with the Laurel Rescue Squad. He looked like any patient that has been in shock. He was white, but he was conscious, and he complained of some pain. The words he used would be that I'm in pain. He also stated that he was warm.
One of the volunteers with the Laurel Rescue Squad that took Governor George Wallace to a hospital in Silver Springs, Maryland today. The news continues in a minute.